Welcome to It's a Code World, your digital marketing podcast. This podcast will give you practical insights on how to be the Renaissance man or woman in digital marketing and become indispensable for your organization.
Hey, sorry about the audio quality on this episode. The content is still good, just the call recording thing we used didn't work very well on the quality. So sorry about that.
Hey, welcome to the 18th episode of It's a Code World. I am your host, Tim Brown, and today I have a special guest with me, Anthony Huffman. Anthony, how's it going, man?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. So Anthony is a Facebook ads guru, as well as he's got a new course about building a wealth mindset. But today our topic is going to be how to use a wealth mindset to grow your business. So Anthony, just tell me a little bit about what you've been up to. What's new in the biz? I know that we kind of know each other from Grant Cardone's stuff, 10X and the 10X Growth Con and things like that. What's new with your aggressive goals, since that's kind of the thing that we met over?
Yeah, man. Actually, you know, since we met, it was about just under a year ago now. And things have changed so dramatically for me. You know, my goals have shifted simply because my life has taken some crazy turns. And, you know, I've been cooking up some stuff in the lab here. As far as this mindset course goes. So, you know, I'm super excited to talk to you about, you know, the different ways that, the wealthy have mastered their mind in order to, you know, help them move through the things that stop, you know, typical people in society. I say typical, like, you know, people that are, you know, only educated by the school system. They don't ever seek any further self-education. You know, when you get taught how to live in a certain way and you never question that reality, then you get kind of stuck in a cycle. And we typically call that the rat race.
Yeah, and I think that there's a opportunity for people that can think outside of that, because there's, I mean, it's kind of what you'd call street knowledge, but it's also just unconventional wisdom occasionally. For instance, I talk with very, very, very smart people that have, you know, business degrees and things like that, and sometimes I feel as though the knowledge is hypothetical versus with, for my business, starting to see some success. I can essentially say that there are, you know, the truth to how to be successful is a little bit simpler than, you know, what the school system might tell you. For instance, for me, it's been about being aggressive with goals and making stuff and making things people need and want. And
yeah,
you don't have to, you know, the economics of that and like the school or academic aspects of that, people, you know, that I think overcomplicate those things sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, you mentioned two things there. Goals, first of all, those are a huge part, like the most pivotal part to becoming a wealthy individual. And you know, it's been said by every wealthy person that opens their mouth. They set goals constantly. Mm-hmm. And I like the way you say it, aggressive goals. That's perfect, because, you know, you have to have goals that stretch you, that scare you a little bit, honestly. Because if you don't, then you're either going to fizzle out or you're going to accomplish them and they're not going to seem like they were worth it. And, you know, you'll just not progress.
Absolutely. And I think I want to, just before we get too far into it here, I'm going to go over some tools.
Yeah.
Bangers. Some quick tools and resources to whet your appetite.
So we've got it's a little bit different today because, you know, wealth mindset, maybe it doesn't lend itself well to a lot of tools. But the first one I want to share, this one is kind of funny. So sometimes these things can be, they feel a little bit cheesy. Seriously. So it can feel cheesy because, frankly, I like to call it profo-weezy, profound/cheesy. So this one is no different. This is essentially affirmations for stoking a wealthy mindset. And I know enough smart people that believe in affirmations that it makes me at least try them. And I like this video a lot. It's about affirmations to build wealth. You can find it at hookagency.com/meg. It's kind of one of those things where you can just put in the headphones and just let yourself be swept away in this person talking about attracting wealth. And essentially, this is what I like. The idea of pretending there's a positive conspiracy for you that people want to give you money. They're just looking for ways to give you money, and you just have to open up those avenues. People are looking for them, and if you open up the avenues, it's going to get to you. So that's one thing. The other thing is about the goals. So this is at goalpyramid.com. There's a free download there and a system to set up your goals, and this is especially relevant for the end of the year and the new year here. And you have a free course on this as well here.
Yeah, I do. And you're spot on with affirmations, things like that. Those things are super important. I do talk about those a little bit in, you know, my own flavor in this free course that I've got. It's at theninjaacademy.com, and ninja is spelled with an H at the end. But
so there's
what
a free course
about,
there about this stuff.
Yeah. It's totally free. It's 10 tools to create a mindset that makes you more money. And it's got a bunch of different tools, you know, obviously. But it goes as far as, you know, affirmations, talking about, you know, pre-framing your mind. Because that's what affirmations are going to do. You know, if you have, if you've pre-framed your mind before you start your day for success, for, yes, people just want to give me money, then you're going to be approaching situations with that genuine belief, and people are going to respond to you and vibrate back at you in that same way.
What is a wealth mindset, and why does this matter for people at its core root? Well, like, give me the 1 minute pitch on why wealth mindset matters.
Because, you know, in life, if you don't have a wealth mindset, you've got a self-serving mindset. So I know that seems a little distant, but a wealth mindset is something that gives you higher purpose, honestly. It changes your, I just want to, you know, feed my family and buy nice toys, to I want to impact the world. Mm-hmm. That's the only way that you can actually become wealthy, is to adopt the wealth mindset that wants you to give back to the world, that you know, invokes this deep burning passion to keep pushing forward no matter the obstacles that come your way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that it goes, it's probably good to say that for me, and I'm assuming, you know, a lot of people with this is kind of a passion and this is a pillar of their life, is that it involves a lot of hard work too. So, like, for instance, I'm not saying, and I don't think I'd be of the mind that just having a wealth mindset can really change your mind in a crazy way. What I will say, this is my philosophy, is pray to catch the bus and then run like hell. And that's kind of the way I approach this too, is like, I have systems in my life to continually help me get into this mindset of wealth, right? Affirmations, goal setting. And then as well, I'm also pushing in my life and work
to get better at the key things like my relationship and money and things like that. So I think of it as that's the key to me, because there's got to be people out there. And actually, I don't know any, so it might be a cliche that there's less of them than you think. But there might be people out there that are listening to affirmations and sitting around and just hoping for stuff to change. And I think that it's crucial to say a wealth mindset is absolutely pivotal, but it's about the, you know, that praying to catch the bus and then sprinting to catch it up, catch it, because you have to have that massive action to get there. And you and I are both kind of fans of Grant Cardone, so I'm assuming you think that way too.
Absolutely.
How do you couple this wealth mindset with massive action?
Well, that's actually something that I've done. I've taken an interesting twist on with this course, because rather than just your typical, you know, Bob Proctor's The Secret, and you know, thinking about all of your results.
Very popular book, by the way. Sometimes I mention The Secret and people don't know it. So just a reminder, that was a very popular book about what you think about, that's what you get. And it got really rave reviews from Oprah and all these people.
Right, right. And, you know, what a lot of people in that space do is exactly what you're saying. They think about everything they want and they leave it at that. And then they, you know, complain and whine because they're not getting results. But what you have to focus on is the action. You want to pre-frame yourself. You want to definitely instill that successful reality into your mind. But you also have to be prepared to take the steps necessary to get there. And that's why it's super important that whatever you decide to run with as your vehicle for, you know, success, you have to be obsessed about it. And I talk a lot about this in the course. It's, you have to be obsessed, and it doesn't necessarily have to be your passion, but it should be. And I'm sure you've read Be Obsessed to Be Average by Grant Cardone.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so he talks about in there, he didn't love sales, but he became so obsessed with it that he became great and fell in love. If you can channel your obsession and push forward through the difficult struggles, great. If you're finding it difficult to continue, like at your 9-to-5 or whatever, you know, entrepreneurial endeavor you're involved in, if you're finding it difficult to progress, then it's time to either, you know, dig deep and find the passion, the why you're doing this, or it's time to change vehicles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. There's a huge disconnect between the people that are like, yes, affirmations and vision boards, and I'm going to think my way into results. But, you know, the true wealth is built with action, and only with action.
And I'll say this. I think that there's something to focusing on process-oriented affirmations. So, for instance, instead of talking or, like, let's say, you know, an average affirmation might look like this. I have $1 million in the bank, right? So maybe what the best possible affirmation related to that, first of all, could break it down into a smaller level. I've made or sold $82,000 this month. Maybe it's a little bit smaller increments, so you can really focus on what you have to do this month to get that 1/12 of $1 million. But part of it is your affirmations can be, I love the grind. This is what I do on my affirmation. I say, I love the grind. I love the dirt. I'm excited to get to work. You know, these things that are more about what's going on now, how I can get in the right positive, passionate, obsessed mindset for success now, rather than just getting super focused on the rewards of that. I am focused on the rewards of that. Sometimes those might happen, you know, a little bit longer than you'd planned, but if you're focused on the process, and you really get in that mindset that you enjoy the process, and you do try to enjoy the process, I think it just allows you to have so much more stamina and
endurance. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think endurance is so huge, because if you have a process-oriented mindset along with this, you know, the big goals, I think you're bound to be more successful with getting to them eventually and knocking it out, you know?
Yeah, and you're right.
So,
and you know, that's, you know, go ahead.
Oh, have you read the book Think and Grow Rich?
Yeah, I have.
So this is one of those books that, first of all, a lot of millionaires, I think it's more millionaires have read this book multiple times than any other book, basically.
Yeah, hands down, for sure.
So it's one of those, it's like an old self-help book. It's kind of the historical root of a lot of these self-help books. And in a way, it's a lot better than a lot of these newer self-help books, because they basically are somewhat derivative. But Think and Grow Rich, the key principles, a lot of them are around having a very definite goal that's, you know, it does talk about making sure that there's a date on it, making sure it's specific, and then reviewing them regularly. And I think there's something to that. There's definitely these goals, setting aggressive goals and wealth mindset, and then reviewing the stuff regularly is huge. Like,
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, and the reason for that is because, so you ever driven down the road and, you know, you realize like 15 minutes later, you're like, crap, how did I get here? I don't even remember driving the last like 15 minutes. That's our mind going into autopilot. Okay. That's our subconscious mind taking over, and our conscious mind just go, you know, off with the birds. Okay. If you're reviewing your goals every day, then what you're going to do is travel through life and pick up the small things. You'll drive down the road and let's say you have the goal to make $100,000 by the end of the year. You've studied this enough that you know you need 10 clients to pay you $10,000 up front. You've analyzed the type of clients that you need. And as you're driving down the road, just spacing off, your subconscious mind is going to be trying to create that reality of having $100,000. If your affirmations are correct, if you're doing your vision boards and living in the reality, and pre-framing your day with the reality that you're cashing a $100,000 check, or, you know, there's $100,000 in your bank account or whatever, then if you drive down the road, your mind is going to be creating that reality. It's going to pick up on the small stuff. It's going to, let you interact with people that can help you fulfill that goal, like potential clients. You're going to, you know, see a sign on the side of the road that says, you know what, like, we're looking for marketing help, or, you know, you'll stumble on a post, a Facebook post. You know, this has happened before where I have financial goals that I'm trying to hit, and I've set up the right goals, and I study those goals, and I live in the reality of having achieved those goals, and the pieces just fall into place to make it happen. And it's because your mind is always trying to justify the reality that you're telling it that you're living in. Goals are a huge part. They'll help pre-frame your mind for achievement, honestly.
Awesome. So I am curious, do you have anything else you want to share before we're done with this podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks for having me on here, man.
Absolutely. Well, it was really nice to talk to you about this today. I want people to have an opportunity to find you online. So what are your main social handles and your website again?
So The Real Ninja, and that's Ninja with an H at the end. So that's
Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook, Instagram, The Real Ninja. And then my website for the mindset course is the Ninja Academy. Ninja spelled the same with an H at the end.
TheNinjaAcademy.com with an H at the end of ninja. All right. And, of course, you can find me, Tim Brown. Hey, actually, it's changed since the last time I've had this podcast. So it's at HookAgency.com. And all of the social channels have changed as well. Instagram.com/hookagency and Twitter.com/hookagency. And I'm looking forward to sharing more information with you guys on the next podcast. Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks, Tim. Catch you later.
Oh, wait. One thing. I do want to tell you, if you want to see show notes for this, go to hookagency.com/podcast-18. All right, bye.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent some lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on, you gotta.
Join us next time for It's a Code World, bringing you radical guests speaking to relevant topics in digital marketing. From visual design to front-end development, from growth hacking social media and SEO, to work process tips and working with clients.